I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While the bombing of New York City was thwarted and mass casualties avoided, many believe there will be more attempts. But how should Christians react? Pioneers has an answer: in love. Through encountering the world of Islam, Keith Swartley says the book and course will motivate Christians to share the gospel with Muslims.
When they have the opportunity to meet Christians who, with gentleness and love, express the grace of the gospel, I think it's an opportunity for us to see some of those Muslims who have a lot of anger and pent-up frustration to experience the love of Christ.
Next, Child Care Worldwide is meeting graft in Kenya head-on. Child Care Worldwide's Max Lang says this Friday marks the first graduation from the Christian Character Building Program, a scripture-based curriculum. Does it work? A young student learning the lesson of forgiveness took it home to her alcoholic mother.
The mother was touched by that, but then something else happened. The Syrian then witnessed to her mother and told her about Jesus. Her mother accepted the Lord.
Lang says your involvement is more important than you think.
It will change the lives of the children, who will eventually change the lives of all people in the nation.
And Samson Parekh is using past experiences to minister to hurting souls in India. Formerly a drug addict, Samson knows Christ can transform lives and wanted to deliver this message to many of the devastated souls in Orissa. Since his conversion, Samson's traveled to villages across India, proclaiming Christ's love. He began working with Orphan Outreach last June, serving at the Elwyn Parekh Children's Home with his family. There they provide a home to 20 girls. Pray they come to Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, the Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Jesus. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.